This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci, excite better thinking.
Need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
What the hell's going on out here?
Luke's scared because his eyelids are jammed and his old man's here. We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present. Is that about right?
That's right.
We're dealing with a lot of shit.
Anyone ever tell you you look like a penis with a little hat on?
You're out of here!
Oh, no,
right
no, no,
now,
no,
Jimmy, I heard
you misunderstood
that!
Misunderstood.
Why? What do you mean, why? We're in the championship, aren't we? Well, that's what you wanted, wasn't it? Now, just behave yourselves and act like men.
I'm not much for giving inspirational addresses. The local press seems to think we'd save everyone a lot of time and trouble if we just went out and shot ourselves.
You play ball like a girl!
I think you're a loser.
I'm a bum!
Hello, all you Bleacher Bums out there. I'm one part of your team, Jimbo, here. Let me welcome in the other part, Steve-O. What's happening, Dad?
What's up, buddy, man? It's good to join you again. I was off there for a couple weeks. Didn't get to come on in and do it.
Yeah, no Jono again. Guy's busy.
Super busy.
You know what, though? I had the intern Blake in here last week, and we had a conversation that turned to the Hall of Fame, and it's got to be one of my favorite conversations since we started the show. And the fan reaction to the conversation was nothing short of amazing, because the reality of it is when you start talking about the Hall of Fame, the controversial things that are going on with it now with PEDs and things of that nature, everybody's got an opinion, right? And at the end of the day, that's all we're doing is trying to talk about baseball. And typically we want to talk about the great things going on, but the reality of it is there are lots of things happening within the game and everybody's got an opinion. So it turned out to be one of the better shows we've done. And I think it is due in large part to the fact that the Hall of Fame can be a polarizing subject.
Without a doubt, and we've talked about this before. You know, my opinion is that, you know, if you can't write the history of the game without including certain things or certain people in it, they belong in the Hall of Fame. Even if it's, you know, you put an asterisk by this era, which I believe started off in probably the mid-'80s and lasted through the mid-2000s. So you got 20 years in there.
I mean, lasted. It's still going on.
But here's the deal. Here's my opinion. LASIK surgery is performance-enhancing.
Well.
Uppers.
Oh, no.
Downers.
Gotcha.
Lifting weights.
No. Hang on.
You know?
You're taking my statement and making it sound like I don't realize that there's lots of performance-enhancing things going on. Okay. People just choose to take the stance of PEDs as being a game changer, right? Because it supposedly had a direct effect on the game. I say to people, well, what about all the pitchers that took them?
Yeah.
Okay.
At the end of the day, performance-enhancing drugs, probably for 90% of the people out there, was for recovery and being able to play at their talent level day in and day out. It wasn't to be bigger, faster, stronger. I mean, there are plenty of guys that didn't get, you know, three sizes bigger on their hat and were on some sort of juice. And that's a whole thing. I mean, you know it as an adult. We had a kid in here that was 19 years old on our last show that, you know, you start catching or you start pitching or running the bases day in and day out, and believe me, you're not as fresh as you can be. And all of a sudden, your batting average slumps, or you're not as crisp on your fastball or curveball or location or whatever it is, and you know you get a little that extra testosterone in you, recover a little bit quicker, and you're good to go.
Well, and again, the easy argument's always what? I mean, people are going to say, well, you know, it would have been nice if so and so could have taken steroids, and maybe he would have been. You know, I get it. So
yeah,
that's always the argument, right? Well, it wasn't fair. This guy chose to do it the quote unquote right way, and so it's just not fair. Well, you know, okay, life's not fair. I could say that for sure.
Well, it's just like, I'll give you an off-the-topic example.
Okay.
The guy from the Arizona football Cardinals, Michael Floyd, has an arrest for a DUI out there. I mean, just totally out of it, right? He gets cut by Arizona. The Patriots pick him up 3 days later, and what'd they have to do? They cut a kid from their team who was doing everything right. You know? Talent-wise, you feel for some of these guys, but like you said, you know, guys that didn't do it, they didn't maybe make it. Some of the guys that did, the borderline guys, made it to the highest level. I don't know what's right or wrong. If I had to go back through it in my playing days, I've always said that I should have done it. I should have done it. Given where I am now in my mid-40s, my dad looks at me and goes, I would have been really disappointed. I go, yeah. But, you know, if I had a shot to make $75 million by doing it, I'd be hard-pressed not to say that I wouldn't have done it.
Well, I, when Bob Gibson comes out and says, hey, you know, I might have done it. I mean, I don't know. It'd be hard not to, you know, based on scenarios and situations and things like that. I understand all that. So I don't really have any problem really with anybody doing it. I understand there's rules, right? But it seems like in life we follow certain rules. Certain rules are made, you know. I had a fit, when was it? There's been a couple of big games in the history, and they involve the Cardinals, and that's why I saw them, right? I mean, I don't have the opportunity to sit here and watch every game. But there's been a couple instances where one of them, I believe, was John Lester pitching in a World Series game against the Cardinals with stuff in his glove, okay?
Right.
And it was plain as day. And it was a Cardinal farmhand who tweeted it out, which was amazing. And the reality of it was there was something in there, okay? And what kills me about it is that what's the word I'm looking for here? Unbelievably, the players, even are like, listen, I mean, it is, it's what it is. It's for the, which tells you they do it as well. Right. So my point is, it's against the rules though.
Right.
But it's against the rules, but since everybody kind of does it, we're going to be okay with it. Well, okay, well, where does that start and where does it end? What's a really serious take on one of those types of things? What's a not so serious take? It's not a drug, but is not having sticky stuff on your glove when it's 35 degrees out performance enhancing?
Well, the funny line, the one that you really want to recall was the Kenny Rogers one during the World Series back in...
Yeah, that was the other one. You're right.
06,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I forget what player said it, said, well, I'd rather him have a little bit nastier of a stuff in the strike zone than one slip away when
that's
it's 32
right.
And hit me in the head.
Right. So now my argument at that time was this. If everybody's in agreement that there's nothing wrong with it, if the players believe that it doesn't give them an advantage over them in a competitive situation as far as makes their stuff better, it just makes them be able to control it more when it's cold, and that's their concern, which obviously is part of it, correct? If that's the thing, well then, okay, you're the players' union, okay? You have a stake in this as well. There's always get it changed. Now, I'm not dumb. The reality of it is they don't do it because what it takes away from them is the ability to say, okay, I understand. That's a little bit of pine tar. This is jelly. This is whatever. This is, okay. So it's like, all right. Now, I'm of the belief that I thought that's what the rosin bag was for, but I'm just a commoner. I don't know.
Right. What did Pete Rose say? He said he hit off of, who was it, Catfish Hunter? So I forget who it was, Spitballer. And he goes, I hit off of him, and I could see the spit fly off of the ball
as I hit it.
It
the guy that's in the Hall of Fame.
Gaylord?
Drysdale.
No.
I'll Google it.
Whatever it was. But
I'm drawing a blank. But, yeah,
Gaylord
Perry.
Gaylord Perry.
He's the one that comes up all the time. I mean, he is the one that my statement, which a lot of you agree with.
And he's revered for being a spitballer.
Right. What I find interesting, too, is I said this. The Hall of Fame, okay, and I'm going to kind of not go against – I'm not going to go against it, okay? But the reality of it is, you brought it up. I guess there's a place for talking about the game, but that's not what the Hall of Fame's for. Okay, it's not the Hall of Let's Talk About. It's the Hall of Fame. It should be for the greatest players. Now, if you feel like they cheated their way there, that's fine. But I said this, and I stand by it. The Hall of Fame is full of cheats, drug users, racists, drunks. Okay?
It's not the Hall of Character.
But then they want to pick and choose when they want it to be the Hall of Character.
Right.
That's what kills me about
it. No, absolutely. I agree with you.
It started the day they opened it when they put Ty Cobb in.
Right.
I mean, I'm sorry, but it did. The day you put Cobb and Ruth in, you put in a couple guys whose character was always questioned.
Mm-hmm.
Cobb's was an absolute ass. And again, this isn't for me. I didn't know the man, but you can't talk to anybody that knew him. I mean, a lot of these guys are passed now, but the stories get handed down and written. The guy was an asshole. He was a racist asshole. They loved him because he played hard and he was a good player, and that's fine. But that's how – see, nothing's changed, right?
Right.
Even back then, you could be a racist asshole, and people loved you because you're a good player. And today, you can do all kinds of things wrong, but if you can play, we're going to keep giving you chances. Nothing's changed.
No.
Because people want to win.
Talent plays.
Talent plays. That's the number one statement you should always hear. And, you know, and Babe Ruth, a known, you know, ran around with his wife, a drink. Drunk, whatever.
Womanizer,
if that's the term you want to use. Again, not for me to, hey, listen, I'm not here to sit on judgment. They all got to meet their maker someday, or you know, whatever they believe that is, and answer, or maybe they don't think about it and they don't care. And that's fine too. That's on them. But if that's how we're going to approach it, who sits on top and says, this is acceptable behavior, this is not acceptable behavior to be in the Hall of Fame? So, again, it's always an interesting topic strictly because, okay, and I mean this, strictly because I don't know any other way to talk about it than to just be honest and have your opinion, because at the end of the day, that's all we're going to have on this, are opinions.
Is Pete Rose in or out?
Well, again.
Simple, in or out.
Well, I think he should be in. Now, right. But here's the thing, though. Now you start getting into the human element, right? And the human element is this, for me. All right, I'm even past the point of everybody going, you know, because let's face it, it's his brothers that will tell you in a conversation about it that, man, it's the first thing you see when you walk in a clubhouse. Okay, so it's almost like you defiantly break a rule. It's not even a gray rule. Like, you know, let's face it, steroids were gray. They weren't against the rules. That's the other thing. They weren't against the rules.
Correct.
They are against the law. People are like, well, they're against the law. Well, so speeding. So you're going to not put in any guy that sped? I mean, okay.
Right.
So there, okay.
No, I get you.
Okay.
I'm with you. I'm
all
following
right.
you.
All right. So I got that. Now, the next thing for me then becomes, it was, I mean, there wasn't no gray area. I mean, that's what all his former brothers, former players, former teammates.
Right.
Friends,
colleagues,
say,
right?
Yeah, say, man, it's written. Okay, now, okay, but fine. We all make mistakes, right? I'm not throwing any stones today.
Oh, me either.
Okay. So now you get into what about other people that have broken rules and gotten forgiven? And so is it a serious rule, a not so serious rule? Okay, you have all these issues, right? Why is one any more looked upon as the other? For me, the reality of it is some of it can be, okay? Some of it really can be. How do you look at things that you do that are wrong? Here, how am I trying to say this? It's different when a guy does something wrong, I guess, because we as a society want an apology. I've said this 1,000 times over. If he comes out and says, I did it, I made a huge mistake. I'm sorry. I'm willing to accept my punishment. And I believe he still gets banned at that juncture, but I think he gets reinstated at some time. The fact that he denied it. Not only denied it. Okay, here's where he really screwed up. He denied it and then like went at them. Like not only did he deny it and just shut his mouth, they were out to get him and you know all his back and forth with Selig and all this and all that kind of stuff. We don't like that as a society.
No, and it's and the
right
that that horse has left the barn.
Who do we like?
Him.
Like who do we not have issue with? We don't have issue with Andy Pettit. Why? Because he said, I did it. I'm sorry.
It. Yep.
Okay, now, here's what kills me about that. And, hey, God bless Andy Pettit. But does Andy Pettit come out and tell you he did it if he never fails a test?
No.
Okay, sorry. No, he doesn't. All right. I'm still, who are the guys that are coming forward saying, I just want to call a press conference to say that, no, I never failed the test. No, I've never been linked, but I did it, and I just want to say I'm sorry. Who's done that?
Nobody has. That I know of.
I'd love to know. If you know, please. I mean, guys are talking about it more openly now that have nothing to lose, like a Lenny Dykstra. But he was linked to him, so, I mean, he was the same. He's not going in the Hall of Fame either.
Right.
But my point is, and he had legal problems, so he talks about it at length. Jose Canseco, well, I guess Canseco, but my point is he was always attached to it.
He wrote a book on it.
I'm talking about a guy that nobody would think took him that says, hey, ESPN, you mind if I come on one of your shows? I want to talk about the fact that I did steroids. Nobody ever thought I did them. No, I don't look like a guy that did them. And I just feel bad that I did them, and I want to apologize to Major League Baseball. I want to apologize to the fans. No, listen, because I assure you as I sit here today, I couldn't give you a number. There are tons of guys that did them that nobody has a clue.
Exactly. That's why I say you have to put something in the Hall of Fame with an asterisk saying if you played between 1985.
But why that date? Why not 1980? It could have been 80.
Okay, but
that's my point. Okay. You can't do that.
But no, no. But
you could put a general statement, but you can't put dates on it. No, that's the problem.
Well, I would.
And here's the Hall of Fame problem.
All right.
Okay. Because here's what's going to happen. I promise you this. If you put in that little statement of the from 85 to whenever was commonly referred to as the juiced era, the PED era, you're going to have a few guys that played in the late 80s that are going to come to the Hall of Fame and say, this is bullshit.
Okay.
Now you've just associated me with all them, and I never did a thing. I never did this. You put me in your Hall of Fame. Thank you. But now you've got me associated with known PED users. And I just by your own guilty association, by letting them in. That's the problem. That's why you can't do it.
That's a problem in their eyes, but in your eyes and my eyes, I would probably say that there was upwards of 75 to 80% of the Major League Baseball
I'll give you an example of a guy I'm talking about, George Brett.
Yeah.
George Brett goes to the Hall of Fame and says, you've just now lumped me in with everybody else.
Yeah.
And did I ever do to deserve that?
You never got caught doing anything, but I would put money on it that there is something chemically, drugs, however you want to say it, that wasn't natural in George Brett's system somewhere. Uppers, downers, greenies, whatever you call them, okay? Maybe it was some sort of testosterone. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know.
Okay, but here's the ultimate problem. Whereas I understand what you're saying, that's not fair to George Brett.
It's not.
It's not.
It's not.
George
I agree.
Brett, listen, I sit here across from you, a guy that has never put anything but alcohol in his body that you would term to be a drug. Well, unless you want to call caffeine a drug, which people do.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have never done it.
Right.
I'll fight you right now if you accuse me of ever taking a drug or smoking a cigarette or whatever. Something that I'm not saying it's right or wrong for anybody else, but something that I'm feel strongly about that I never did.
Right.
I would be pissed if I got lumped in. I'm sure I was lumped in because some of my friends did do that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but I didn't do it. And I would be pissed if I was lumped in.
Well, you just said you got to answer to your maker or whatever you believe in. We can replay the tape.
No,
you know,
no, no.
But that's at the end of the day, right. You know what's right.
That's right. But what I'm saying is you've now taken this Hall of Fame and you want to lump everybody in it together. So I don't think you can do that. I don't like that idea. I don't like that idea. Yeah. Here's what I believe.
All right.
Okay. I believe you put them in based on what they did in the game of baseball. Because here's what we know about history. It's not going away. People are going to talk about it. Ty Cobb's the first guy to go in the Hall of Fame. We talk about him being a racist asshole that cheated in a baseball game. That fixed a baseball game. It's not written on his plaque.
Yeah, I know.
I don't need an asterisk on his plaque to know that. In this day and age of information, I assure you, from this day forward, information's not going to be
an issue.
An issue.
Right.
I assure you that about the future.
Absolutely.
Unless, what do they always say, the next world war will be fought with nuclear weapons and the one after that will be fought with sticks and stones. Or no, what do they say? I'm not sure how the next world war will be fought, but the one after that will be fought with sticks and stones. Okay, if that happens, we might need. But the reality of it is, going forward, information is not a problem. Right?
Right. Correct.
Okay? So it's already bad enough that anybody that gets in. Here, you Google right now. All you got to do is, let's use Bagwell. He's the guy going in right now that I don't believe has ever shown up on a failed test. I don't believe has ever been accused, but has been assumed.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
He's a great example.
He's a great example.
Okay. This guy, he could be sitting in a room right now saying to somebody, and it be the truth, I never touched a thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I never touched a thing.
Right.
And be 100% honest about it. And here's where I'm going with this. What if he didn't? Not what if. I mean, he's never done anything to make you think he hasn't, other than we just assume because he was, you know, built guy.
Look like a duck, walk like a duck, and hit like a duck.
Okay, but that argument doesn't weigh with me because I can get you some pictures that don't look like they took steroids. Does D. Gordon look like a steroid user to you? No.
We talked about that. 90% of it was people that used it for recovery. What do you think Roger Clemens did?
Okay, but my point is the only reason anybody ever assumes Bagwell did it is because he was put together pretty good and was thick.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that doesn't work.
And he recovered pretty quickly.
Well,
from whatever it might have been.
Well, they all may have done that, but he didn't. He had all kinds of injury problems.
How about, instead of beating that horse, how about that platelet spinning stuff that they do, that Tiger Woods does and all those guys? I mean, the modern medicine.
But they're not putting a chemical in their body, I don't believe.
I don't know what it, but it's, well, you know, that chemical.
No. Let's say that. The reality of it is, I think you're saying something here that, everything evolves in time. Baseball
exactly.
has evolved.
So do you care if they... I don't. I enjoyed the 98 home run race. Are you telling me Sylvester Stallone never took any steroids? He's an entertainer. These guys are entertainers.
I agree.
There's just as many kids out there that want to be an actor that want to be a baseball player or a football player.
Yeah, nobody talks about that.
That's all entertainment.
We want to lay it on that. We don't want to lay it on... all the wannabe actors that are having cosmetic surgeries
right.
and are taking HGH because they want to look this way. They're doing cocaine or taking uppers because they want to lose weight. And listen, there's an epidemic out there that has been here forever.
Forever.
And that's people wanting to be somebody else.
Exactly.
Or wanting to enhance whatever it is they do. Why do we, so a guy tries to enhance his standing within a company by doing some illegal things behind the scenes within his company. Well, guess what? When he gets caught, he goes to jail.
Yeah.
Okay, but the reality of it is a lot of those guys never get caught.
But entertainment-wise.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough thing because here's what I always say about it. It's a hard thing, and this is why. Because you can't get away from the fact that it's just because it's wrong. Okay, because it's we look at it as a society as what's a drug. And then, of course, the next statement always is, these guys are role models to kids, and if they're doing it, then our kids are going to do it. The real problem at the end of the day is these guys that are doing it were kids one day.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to you out there in listener land. The reality of it is there's kids out there right now that are good ball players that are going to do it, and it might be yours and it might be mine.
Well, we talked about it with smokeless tobacco. We've talked about it with now all
with
of a sudden you're getting into the whole marijuana – medical marijuana into the NFL and the benefits that they're stating
sure.
for these guys that are having chronic headaches and
well,
chronic
always,
and dealing with the
always
pain.
There's always two sides
and,
of that,
and,
right?
And I'm reading articles and I'm watching shows about people getting off the heroin epidemic by going to weed.
Right.
You know, it's countless. I mean, we're always evolving
right.
with something, and goes back to the if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Well,
type.
The reality of it is, we make it hard though for people to do the right thing because we don't use common sense. We right. take something, we're like a cowboy, right? We take an inch, we want a yard. You give us a little bit of rope, we want to be a cowboy. The reality of it is, common sense would go a long way to say that medical marijuana is fine. But the reality of it is, the reason they struggle with that is because then other people would say, well, I need some medical marijuana because I want to smoke some pot. Now, the reality of it is, it's not for me to say it's right or wrong. I actually don't have a problem with it if they want to do it. I mean, again, we're back to everybody's got to do what they got to do. But we live by laws of the land. I don't like all the laws. I don't want to wear my seatbelt. Okay? But they tell me I have to wear my seatbelt. Okay, now that's different than saying, well, I don't want to drive the speed limit. Me not driving the speed limit affects somebody else. Not wearing my seatbelt affects me.
Yeah, except for the guy that's got to scrape your body off your windshield.
Well, the guy
that's why
a job.
He makes $15 an hour.
That's right.
But alcohol's fine, right? Sleeping pills are fine.
Why are they fine?
This right. supplement's fine.
No,
but,
I agree.
But and weed isn't.
So I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's whatever fits the guys in the ivory tower that want to make the laws. And I talk about this with my parents all the time. They didn't have seatbelt laws. All of a sudden, they got in charge of the law, in charge of the land, and they want to say, well, hell. You got to wear a seatbelt.
We talked about it on the Blues NHL podcast today. We had a great conversation. Darren Kimball, I do the show with Darren Kimball, who's a former tough guy in the NHL. He's a very staunch supporter of bringing back the role of the enforcer and how the lack of the enforcer in the NHL is endangering the young talent because
Correct.
Guys are just taking free runs at these guys. And it was interesting. We had a guy tweet at us that fighting needed to be removed from the game completely. Obviously, that doesn't go with what we believe. So we just basically tweeted the guy, why would you think that? And he said, I didn't come by my decision lightly. I want it gone for guys like Darren so that they can live to be for their own health.
Right.
So I asked him about that today on the show, and he gave me the answer that I knew it was going to come, and that was, I wouldn't change a thing. And it's easy for me to say because I'm fine, but if I wasn't fine, I still wouldn't. I knew the risk going in. I lived a life that I wanted to live. I had opportunities. And he said that he knows guys that are struggling right now, and none of them would change a thing.
Right. Yeah, you want to change some in hockey? Why don't these guys wear those cages on their helmet? Are you kidding me? God, how many teeth can you get knocked out in your skull?
It's one of those things. I don't know. But I remember the last high school game I ever played. I took my cage off in the locker room afterwards. Because I never wanted to wear it again. I don't know why. I was just stupid. And I was awful. So what's that tell you?
I don't know, man.
So anyway, back to reality. The truth of the matter is that, we spend a lot of time as a society protecting ourselves from ourselves when guys have the ability to make their own decisions and do things that may or may not be right or wrong, in my opinion. So when you look at this particular topic of discussion, should it be an issue? Should it not be an issue? Well, I guess at the end of the day, it's not really going to matter what I think. The Hall of Fame is an integral part of baseball, but at the same time, it's its own entity, right?
Yes.
It's also a living thing, in opinion, if you could have that argument, that it's a living, breathing thing that is controlled by people and aura a little bit too, right? So that being said, it's going to be men who decide what happens with this mystic place, right? Does it change as the game evolves and guys get older? Well, look at it's funny, you brought up marijuana. And let's look at ourselves as a country about marijuana being recreationally legal everywhere because it's already starting, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, I happen to have been involved in some of that a little bit from a business side.
Right, and not smoking it.
And what I know is this. It's all about timing, and it's all about evolving. And the reality of it is they will tell you that it will be recreational nationwide before long. Mm-hmm. And what they're looking at is, unfortunately, it's awful to say this, but they're just another year of that generation passing away that fights it.
Right.
Because the new generation that comes through wants it. So they're on that border right now to where they need about another year or two of that voter to pass on and another year or two of the new voter to come along. That wants it. It's all about timing. If you look at the states where it's been recreational, they've just hit that peak of voter sooner than others. It's very simple. It is coming. There's nothing you or I or anybody will be able to do to stop it. Again, now, how does it relate to baseball? I don't know, because the baseball, like the NFL, have their own, they're set up to be their own thing, so they govern themselves and they have their own laws versus, you know, other things. Now, obviously, as a citizen, you have to respect the legal law of the land, but then they have their own laws because whatever they, country club, whatever they want to call it.
Well, right, but that's what they talk about with the NFL, and Major League Baseball is going to come across it, is that in Colorado, where it is legal, if I'm playing out there, why can't I partake in it? And then all of a sudden, it's in my system 24 hours later when we fly back to St. Louis and I'm on a random drug test
and
I'm suspended.
Well, that's because this is our deal, and if you want to be a part of it, you have to follow our rules. It's no different than the fact that carrying a gun is legal, but you can't carry it everywhere. Because certain people say, listen, you can carry your gun, just not in my place.
No.
And here's the deal. If I understand that you feel that, well, I want to carry my gun, so I'm not coming in your place. Okay, I knew that going in when I made my own rule. It's my place, no guns. If that keeps you from coming in here, I knew that when I made the rule. Okay, now, same thing applies to baseball. Here's our rules. No marijuana. Would you rather smoke marijuana than play Major League Baseball? You make the choice. Okay, that brings us full circle to, you're not supposed to do steroids. You're not supposed to gamble. You're not supposed to do this. These are our rules. If you want to do that stuff, go do it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Is there accountability for those rules if in the end you just say, well, they were silly, let them go? It's no different than letting people out of prison that had these marijuana convictions, because now they're saying, we have people in prison because they messed around with marijuana, and now marijuana is legal and they're still in prison. It's an issue, right, as things evolve. He wouldn't have done it. It wouldn't be illegal today.
Right.
So there's, listen, this is a societal issue, some of these things, versus an integrity issue, versus a historical issue. And again, I unfortunately don't think the answer is a plaque or an asterisk that says this was that. People really rallied for that. Let him in, but put a thing up that says the steroid era, because, again, we're going to start it with Maguire Sosa, and we're going to end it when, what? I don't know.
Is Bonds in?
Well, yeah, he has to be in. Clemens has to be in. And, again, if they don't get in, I'm going to come back to you and say, how does David Ortiz get in? Listen, David Ortiz is loved throughout baseball.
Loved. One of my favorites.
And he flat out failed the test.
Yes. But he's awesome.
As much as all you got to do is Google it. And I mean, they went to him and said, he goes, listen, if my name's on there, my name's on there. I mean, you aren't supposed to know because it wasn't supposed to come out. But I guess if you know, you know. Seriously. And he's loved.
Loved.
And here's the thing about him. This is what kills me. He's against the norm. He didn't even come out and say, yeah, I did it. I'm sorry. He's the only player I know that has been associated with it to the point of, he failed a test. He was on the report.
Free pass.
And didn't say I'm sorry, and everybody loves him.
Yeah.
Now, some of that is the whole Big Poppy, this is our effing town. He stood up for America, for Boston. It's going to be hard to be that way towards that guy now.
Yes. And he's got a great new commercial out.
Well, but my point is, okay, so here's my point, though, and this is where I'm going, and we can end it with this today. I guarantee you there's a lot of Big Poppies out there that are good people that just did what they did because everybody else was either doing it or they wanted an advantage. I've said it all the time. And here, I won't end it with that. I'll end it with this. All right? I said it earlier. It's somebody's son doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So if your son comes to you and he's at AA and says, I'm pretty good, but all these guys around me are doing it, I'm going to get passed up. I'm going to do it, Dad. What do you say to him?
Me personally, do it.
Put this illegal drug in your system that can harm you medically. Do it.
Do it. I don't know. I mean,
I know. It's a hard thing.
That's a hard thing. That's like I said. In I had it basically at if I wanted it. When I was playing college ball,
I mean, in the 80s, I could have taken it.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead.
And I had every full intention, if I had the opportunity, if I was good enough to get drafted and sign a contract, I would say with 99% certainty, I would have done it. I didn't. I went through college, and there was a lot of people around me playing that were on it. I held my own, but there were definitely weaknesses in my body structure that I could have corrected in a short period of time that for 10 years, and then I probably would be suffering from it now, that I would have done it. And like I said, I said that to my dad one day, and he said, well, I would have been really disappointed in you. But, you know, I went through college. I never smoked, never did drugs, never did marijuana, didn't drink. But I would have done steroids because that was the dream I was chasing.
Well, and that's the thing. I that would be a tough thing. I guarantee you somebody somewhere had this happen to them. A father has had to have this conversation with his son. Because at this juncture, your son is probably an adult out of your basic parenting jurisdiction when mm-hmm. it comes to legal.
Correct.
Right? You're always dad. You're always mom. But my point is, you like to believe what you would say. And what I think I would say to my son is, son, I really wish you wouldn't do it. And here's why.
Mm-hmm.
All the while knowing that he is now becoming a man and he is going to make a decision what's best for him in his life. And we've all done this, whether it be something as serious as that or something as
minimal. Or
getting
a tattoo.
Or doing whatever. And the reality of it is we all had that moment in our lives because we're adults now and heck, we're older adults now. That we had to make a conscious decision about something at some juncture in our life, getting behind the wheel of a car intoxicated, doing things that are not necessarily on the up and up, to where you make a decision and you weigh the consequences of your decision and you do it or you don't do it. And the reality of it is it's not my parents' fault. Believe me. I don't believe for one second that anything I've done wrong in my life that I look back and wish I hadn't done that my parents were like, well, I don't care if you do it.
Right.
It's a tough thing, man, because, again, I say this, and, again, it's hard to picture. Okay, this is hard to picture. Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, Jose Canseco, Manny Ramirez.
Rafael Palmeiro.
They were all somebody's little boy one day.
Yeah.
Or someday long ago.
Yeah. They made millions doing it. Is the juice worth the squeeze? I get, and that's an ultimate life philosophy.
Right.
Is the juice worth the squeeze?
Well,
Pete Rose, was the juice worth the squeeze? For that competitive, that little bit of money that you may have won or lost?
For him, no.
Exactly.
I would say for him, no.
For Barry Bonds? For Mark McGwire? For that kid that was borderline to come up, the yeah. juice was probably
because
worth the
I tell you what, we're this is a whole nother discussion, but yeah. the whole Barry Bonds not needing to do it because he was already a Hall of Famer. I ask you, you proved to me when he started doing it, and I know when we saw a body transformation. But again, I think we've detailed on here that you can take it without a major body transformation.
Right.
He just may have changed his philosophy. Because
well, I think it got into a point where he was probably doing it.
We still don't have an admission from him, do we not?
No. But he was probably doing it and then saw that the real money is in the bigger, stronger
well,
part of it.
And here's
and,
another
And
thing.
Let me go ahead and
money,
ramp
yes.
it up.
The vanity for him, by far, anybody that knows him will tell you, the vanity in him is what changed. He wanted what McGwire had. That's it. I mean, again, so my point is he could have been taking it all along to be a good player
yeah.
and then said, you know what else I can do with this? Instead of just taking it to recover, instead of just taking it, I can really change how I'm working out. I can change how I'm taking it, and now I can get big and strong. I can hit balls 500 feet, and balls I miss will carry out of the yard. That's what he could have
well,
done.
Well, the reports,
he could have done a lot of things.
The reports were A-Rod started in high school.
Well,
were the reports?
Well, again, I listen. There's documented facts of guys doing steroids in the 60s in football.
Okay,
all you gotta do is Google it.
Yeah, it's a computer 70s. Box, as Fish would say.
Right. My point is that you know we don't listen to those guys because again, nobody's voluntarily stepping forward and saying, "No, never was accused. No, never did this, never did that." Yeah, no, nobody. I didn't look like a steroid guy. Yeah, but I took it, and I'm sorry because nobody's doing that. Hey, listen, hope you enjoyed the conversation this week. Again, we're looking for topics that we find interesting and that we think that you'll find interesting as well. We love to hear back from you on this topic. At Bums Podcast on Twitter would be a great way for you to engage us. There's also DM opportunities on there if you follow us. If you're a baseball fan and you follow us on Twitter, we're going to follow you back. That's at Bums Podcast. BleacherBumsPodcast.com, that is our website. We would encourage you to go there, check it out. We've had some past shows with some great guests or great topics that you could listen to and catch up. Of course, this episode will be up there tonight. Subscribing to the show is very simple. I do suggest BleacherBumsPodcast.com to subscribe. Once you go to the website, it's very easy to follow the bouncing ball there to do so. It makes it very easy. Of course, Facebook's great as well, Bleacher Bums Podcast. Great way to follow us. Great way to stay in tune. Great way to get engaged in the conversation, because at the end of the day, we do this show from a fan's perspective. So we would love to get your perspective on any of the topics going on around baseball. We don't want to be just another show that sits here and goes, well, the Yankees won yesterday and the San Francisco Giants. That's not what we are. That's not what we're ever going to be. We want to talk about the stuff going on either behind the scenes or out in front that has a different side to each discussion. So you may hear us take a different approach to some of these conversations that are going on in the game of baseball. And that's fine with us because that's what we want to do. Really enjoyed it, Steve-O. Good stuff.
Loved it.
Yeah.
We'll do it again.
Yeah. Thanks again to the people at lineupmedia.fm, too. They're fantastic, and their support for our show has been nothing short of amazing. Great people. Great people. Great shows on there as well. Again, if you're a sports fan, I guarantee you, go to lineupmedia.fm. There's a few different sports shows, depending on what you're interested in. Even if you have other – you probably do have other interests than just sports. There's all types of shows on there that are worth your entertainment time. And again, if you like the podcast format where you can listen whenever you want, that we call it salt listening, chosen listening, check them out, lineupmedia.fm. New shows coming out each and every week. I guarantee you, you'll find something on there you like. For Steve-O, our producer Brian Kroc, of course, with Fish and John will being gone, we'll hit you guys next week. And again, love to hear from you guys on some possible topics just to get us through this next month or so until we get into spring training. Again, Bleacher Bums Podcast. See you next week.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.